Hey friends, I want to quickly share with you a new podcast series that we are going to have here at the Wrestle Project this spring, and it's a series about Lent. Megan and I can't wait to explore this liturgical season with you guys. We'll be following along with our devotional Empty, and so we invite you to join us however it fits well with your schedule by listening to the podcast, purchasing a physical guide, or joining us in our online group, or doing it with a group yourself. We've got lots of options. And every week, what we're going to do is release a podcast episode that correlates with our study. So we hope that you enjoy learning more about Lent and just emptying yourself as you get ready for the coming and of the resurrection of Christ with Easter. So join us every week on the podcast as we explore this new series. See you soon. Bye. Hello, friends. It's Kristen, and welcome to the first Sunday of Lent. Megan and I are so excited to be studying Lent with you. And if you have your guide, we are going to be walking through this first Sunday and giving a brief introduction of the week. So we hope that you follow along with your guide. If you do not have a guide, we still hope that these videos inspire and encourage you. And it's not too late to grab one if you would still like to have one to study along with us. So every week as we go through Lent, we have a beautiful verse that is just written out, and it's what Jesus tells us about how to pray. And we start out this week with, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." And Megan talks about in this week's discussion of empty, that it's about removing all the contents of. And our key verse for this week is 1 Peter 1:13. And here it says, "Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." And so this week, as we go through this verse, I think Megan's intent with her little devotion about being empty, and I know our Bible study is all about, okay, do we feel empty because the Lord is not near to us, or do we feel empty because we're crowding Him out? And are we preparing our minds to receive the Lord and have Him fully in our lives? I think sometimes we can feel empty and drained and just distant from the Lord because we maybe are not creating that space to be spending time with Him. And so I know it's hard. I know it. I know what it's like to be busy. I know what it's like to have a full schedule. I know what it's like just to feel blah and to feel like I don't have the energy to commit to this. But I think the beauty of Lent and why we're starting here today with this first Sunday is we are confessing all that. You know, Ash Wednesday is a time to confess and to begin to prepare your heart and your mind to go on this 40-day journey. And we're still at the very beginning of it. And I think it's okay if you're still sorting through where you are in your relationship with Christ right now and how He fits into your daily schedule, or how your daily schedule fits into being with Him. And so that's our encouragement for this week. If we can have you take away one thing, it is, how are we preparing our hearts and our minds and our body and our soul to be devoted to Christ? I have this great visual and I love to share it. And it's all about living within spiritual order. And how we have like these rings, and on the outer ring, the external ring is our body. And then the internal ring is our soul, which is our human spirit, our thoughts, our heart, our will, and our emotions. And then on the very inside is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit can get really quiet when all of this is really, really loud and it's distracting. And the Holy Spirit is not going to compete for the attention of your body and your soul. But when your body and your soul is ready to let the Holy Spirit lead, then it will guide and direct. And so I love that visual. I really love to share it anytime we get started, because I think Lent is a lot about living within spiritual order. And I hope we can talk more about that through fasting and prayer and almsgiving as we get going. Now, if you have your guide, you'll notice that when you turn to these pages of day 5 through day 10, we actually break down our key verse. You'll see it highlighted in purple at the top. And then every week, what we have done is, or every day, excuse me, we have a verse that connects to different phrases. And so to give you another visual, so we have a reflection verse and a reflection moment, and then we also have a meditation moment and additional scripture reading. And so I want to kind of give you that update, but then I want to show you 1 Peter 1:13. And this is definitely something that you can do in the notes of your guide. You'll see I also did it in a spiral bound journal, just to help show you this visualization. But basically what we have done for days 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 is we have broken down this verse. And so I've kind of got the different colors of how the verse is broken down. And you can see that what's really cool is we use the Bible Hub app, and we use the lexicon feature in there to really do a word search and an identity search of what these words truly mean. So for example, when he says, therefore preparing your minds for action, this word mind is dianoia, and excuse me if I do not say them all properly. I am not as fluent in Hebrew and Greek as I would like to be. I often do the little voice on my phone to help me know exactly how to say it. So that's a good little tool too. But this word dianoia means the mind, disposition, thought. And in Mark 12:30, which is our key verse for day 5, or our additional verse for day 5, it says, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And so we can see how this verse, when you look at the lexicon, when you break it down, it means thorough reasoning is essential to agape love. And that agape love is that full love that the Lord gives us. And so I think as we get going throughout the week, every, you know, day, so we talk about preparing your minds. And then on day 2, we talk about action, which means, you know, having a presence of mind. And so you can even see how I highlighted this presence of mind, and also I highlighted mind right here because I can see that connection point between those two verses. And I love this because as you keep going, day 3 is about fixing your hope. And that means, you know, to actively wait, and look at how cool this is, for God's fulfillment through the power of his love. And so we know that his love is that agape love that is mentioned up here. And then in day 4, we talk about setting your hope fully, or another word for that is completely, on the grace that will be brought to you. And we know that grace, by definition, is a gift given to us by Jesus, which is favor, kindness, and gratitude. And so, you know, as we are actively waiting, what are we waiting for? That grace, that gift. And then in day 5, we see the revelation of Jesus Christ. And I love how this word revelation means laying bare, naked. It's basically confessing your sin, bringing it to the Father, laying it all at his feet. Because we know that Jesus is the anointed one. He is the Messiah Christ. And it says in Romans 8:10 that within, by his holy power and spirit, it lives within us and the souls of his followers. And he molds our characters so that they bear his likeness. And when we bear his likeness, we too are beginning to practice and learning how to live in that agape love. And so it's really, really cool. And this is just a brief little highlight. If you're in our study course, which again, you can study with us online if you would like, or you can visit with us in person. But we go through this in depth. We spend a good hour talking through this. And so, but what I want to leave you with today as we close and we look at the first Sunday of Lent, I think 1 Peter 1:13, it is an instruction for how we are to think, feel, and lead our daily lives. And so as we begin this week, how can we think, feel, and live out our daily lives to, you know, listen to that Holy Spirit and live within spiritual order? I would love one tip that you would like to share. Please share it in the comments. And we look forward to going throughout this week with you guys. Have a great day. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Restful Projects podcast.
When you join our seasonal learning community, you will receive weekly encouragement and seasonal wellness tips that will help you fight fatigue and live life fully.
Plus, you'll receive fun perks and discounted event pricing, so you're not going to want to miss out. Trust me. You can learn more about The Restful Project at our website, therestfulproject.com, or you can join our private Facebook group, which is The Restful Project Seasonal Learning Community. You can also keep up with us on Facebook and Instagram at The Restful Project. Thanks again. Have a great day. Bye.